I think that you would agree with me that being happy and having joy is really the goal of everybody on earth. Well, let's talk about the science of having joy and being happy. What happens inside our mind and our body? The science behind joy and happiness is fascinating, and it involves complex interactions within our mind and body. When we experience joy and happiness, several physiological and psychological processes come into play. Happiness is associated with the release of certain neurotransmitters in the brain, such as dopamine, you've heard of that before, serotonin, and endorphins. Dopamine is often referred to as the feel-good neurotransmitter linked to reward and pleasure. Serotonin contributes to mood regulation and a sense of well-being. Endorphins act as natural pain relievers and contribute to feelings of euphoria. Functional MRI studies have shown that different regions of the brain are activated when we experience joy and happiness. The prefrontal cortex, associated with decision-making and emotional regulation, well, that area plays a key role. The limbic system, particularly the amygdala and hippocampus, also influences emotional responses. You got to be a doctor to study this. Hormonal balance. Hormones like cortisol, the stress hormone, and oxytocin, the bonding hormone, can impact our mood. Chronic stress and high cortisol levels can suppress feelings of happiness, whereas oxytocin promotes feelings of connection and well-being. Feeling happy can lead to various physical benefits. It can boost the immune system, reduce inflammation, and promote cardiovascular health. This is partially due to the decrease in stress hormones and the overall relaxation effect on the body. Happiness involves subjective well-being and life satisfaction. Factors such as personal relationships, sense of purpose, and self-esteem contribute significantly to long-term happiness. Positive emotions can broaden our perspectives, making us more open-minded and resilient. You know, when we're happy, we're more likely to engage in behaviors that reinforce that feeling. This can include socializing with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, and engaging in physical activities, all of which further enhance our well-being. Research suggests that our experiences and emotions can influence gene expression through epigenetic mechanisms. Positive emotions may lead to changes in gene activity that promote health and longevity. This is some serious stuff. I urge you to go online and read about how happiness and joy can help you out. Day-to-day activities and make you a better person, make you feel better, make you do better things, and perhaps make you even live longer. Today, do everything you can to be happy. Be joyful. There's no other choice in my book. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time today. And if you have any stories or adventures or poems to tell about good news anywhere in the world, it just has to be good news. We don't want to take any stories on negativism and bad news. We hate that stuff. Send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will share it immediately with all who care to listen. And for you, thanks for listening today, and we're going to be here tomorrow, and we hope you are.